KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, it's mostly clear and 45 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today. The high of 57, winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Officials with Cass Health in Atlantic said Thursday that AMC Rapid Care will close early today, Friday, October 29th. The hours of operation will be from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and again from 2 until 4 p.m. AMC Rapid Care will also close on Monday, November 1st, with the hours of operation being from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 2 p.m. until 7 p.m. on Monday. A man being held in the Page County Jail for probation violation and two counts of interference with official acts now faces a Class D felony charge of assault on persons engaged in certain occupations and another interference with official acts charge. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer on Thursday said the charges were filed against 25-year-old Christopher Rankin of Clarinda following an incident that took place on October 15th. On that date, deputies of the Page County Sheriff's Office were requested by jailers to assist in the Page County Jail with an inmate that was out of control within the Page County Jail facility. Christopher Rankin was being moved from the cell he was in and being placed in the restraint chair by deputies and jailers of Page County. Rankin began to struggle with the deputies and jailers. He assaulted a Page County deputy, causing injury to the deputy during the struggle. Rankin's cash-only bond was set at $5,600 pending future court proceedings. In an update to our report from last week, Council Bluffs Police Captain Todd Wedham on Thursday said officials of the U.S. Marshals Service located and arrested a person of interest wanted in connection with the fatal shooting that took place on October 22nd. 28-year-old Vaughn White was taken into custody in Omaha Thursday afternoon. White was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail on an outstanding warrant for being a felon in possession of a firearm. In their original report, authorities said 24-year-old Michaela Glover of Council Bluffs was shot to death inside her home at Hunter Avenue and East Washington Street in Council Bluffs on Friday, October 22nd. Glover died from a single gunshot wound to the chest. The incident happened at around 3:42 a.m. No other arrests in the case have been announced. Council Bluffs police detectives continue to investigate the circumstances surrounding Michaela Glover's death. The Iowa Insurance Division says Iowa ranked first in the U.S. for the most affordable personal auto insurance, according to a recent study by the Insurance Research Council. Iowa Insurance Commissioner Doug Oman said that's good news for Iowans. The Research Council's Affordability Index uses the ratio of average auto insurance spending to median household income. The data is used to measure and compare auto insurance affordability over time and across jurisdictions. Well, the driver of an unknown make and model vehicle left the scene of a property damage accident in Creston Wednesday afternoon. The Union County Sheriff's Office on Thursday said that a 2018 Cadillac ATS driven by 27-year-old Tanya Hernandez of Osceola was stopped facing south on Lincoln Street at the intersection with Adams Street Wednesday when an unknown vehicle turned from eastbound Adams onto northbound Lincoln. The other vehicle turned short and struck the Cadillac, causing $3,000 damage. The other vehicle, as I mentioned, failed to stop after the collision and no injuries were reported. An accident in Creston Wednesday afternoon caused a total of $3,500 damage, but no one was injured. The Creston police say a 2021 Chevy Suburban driven by 41-year-old Allison Miller of Creston and a 2005 Chrysler 300 driven by 36-year-old Stephen Bochniak, also of Creston, were both traveling south on North Lincoln Street at around 4 p.m. when Miller slowed to turn at the intersection of Manor Drive. Authorities say Bochniak was in the process of slowing his vehicle as well when his wet sandal slipped off the brake pedal. The car rear-ended the Suburban. The Chrysler sustained heavy front-end damage, while the Chevy only sustained minor damage. Both vehicles were able to be driven away from the scene. There were no citations issued. A new Arts and Civic Center and Historic Railroad Depot and a rural sculpture park were among six projects awarded a total of $950,000 in grants. The Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs announced on October 22nd during a statewide conference on building creative communities. The awards were made through the department's Iowa Great Places program, which recognizes communities that have developed clear visions for the future that make the most of the authentic local art, culture, and history. Funding for the program comes from the Iowa legislature through the Rebuild Iowa Infrastructure Funds. Now, among the projects receiving an award were those in Carroll and Sac counties. The city of Lakeview in Sac County received $250,000 for the Lakeview Community Center. The population of 1,113 will build a new community center to replace a beloved historic ballroom that closed almost 20 years ago. Community leaders in Lakeview envision a venue for social and business functions as well as a flourishing cultural hub through the partnership with the Lakeview Arts Council. The City of Manning and Carroll County received $50,000 from the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs for their Art is Refreshing project. The City of Manning will honor the community's history and agricultural heritage by creating a new sculpture and interactive art installation at Trestle Park. Plans for new murals are also in the works. The grants were announced during the department's annual Iowa Creative Places Exchange that was held virtually last Friday, October 22nd. Representatives from nearly 40 communities who are designated Iowa Great Places and Iowa Cultural and Entertainment Districts participated in the virtual event organized by the Iowa Arts Council. Other recipients include the cities of Charles City, Clive, Marshalltown, and West Union. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.